Hello, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist and author of 5 books, the latest book being Decision Making Mastery. And if you haven't checked that out, do check that out. The other thing I was going to say is if you would like to get a free copy of the audiobook version of Decision Making Mastery, it's about 4.5 hours, make sure you check out the link below. I'll give you a link there that'll take you to a page where you can download that. And all I ask is if you're interested, if it resonates with you, you might want to donate to a charity that I support here in Bali. So completely up to you, no strings attached or anything like that. So do check that out. So welcome to today's episode of the Life Masterclass podcast series, and coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and we're all about raising all the things that you want raised and the things that you want lowered, lowering those as well. So today I'm recording this as I'm in the middle, you know, specifically in the middle of a water fast. So it's a 5-day water fast. I'm on day 3 of it. And it's been a fascinating experience for me, and I'll probably talk more about it in next week's podcast, where I can go into a little bit more detail about the whole 5 days. But the biggest thing I'm taking away from it, and this is just water, so just water, a little bit of salt to get some electrolytes along the way. So, you know, my experience to date so far has been I don't have any hunger pangs. Like, there's no physical discomfort in my gut that's telling me I gotta eat some food or something's gonna happen. It's purely a mind thing. My mind is in the habit of eating. So this is you know, amazing reset. There's a lot of different physiological things happening, but at a psychological level, makes you realize that a lot of times when you're eating, it's a mind thing, it's a habit thing, as opposed to a need for the physical body. So again, I'm a big fan of it so far. My experience of it has been, you know, obviously there's going to be some physiological benefits, but the psychological benefits I think are huge, particularly because this is really hard. So again, I think it's good to do difficult things, challenging things, because they cause us, you know, to step in a little bit more to the discomfort and get a little bit more resilient. Because I think at the end of doing something hard, you know, this 5 days at the end of that, I think there's a really up-leveling of your self-esteem. You're like, Jesus, if I can do that, what else can I do? So definitely worth looking into it. Check out my podcast next week to get more details as I go a little bit deeper on it. This one I just wanted to talk about and actually recommend you check out a movie, a documentary. I just watched on YouTube, full-length documentary, free, and it's called Fat Fiction. And it's looking at the obesity epidemic and looking at what are the contributing factors to that. Because obviously, you know, what's been done in the medical healthcare system is not necessarily working. This, you know, this attack against obesity and heart disease and all these other things that happened decades ago hasn't really got positive results. So this movie Fat Fiction is starting to look at the vilification of fat in our diet and this whole idea of low fat, which came about on pretty suspect research and pretty suspect data manipulation, and has driven and steered food policy, particularly in the United States. And, you know, that has a tendency to, you know, work its way across the planet. So this Western diet, you know, has flown across. And I see it in Asia now. I see more people overweight and in obesity and experiencing obesity. So this idea of let's reduce the fat and keep the fat off our body is a flawed argument. So this movie goes in a little bit more detailed about, you know, why the argument is flawed. In a very basic sense, it's if the fat is taken out of a food, something needs to be put back in so it's still flavoursome. And the best food to put back in, you know, that's been discovered by the food industry is to put sugar in, because sugar has an addictive nature to it. There's a great film called That Sugar Film, which talks about, you know, from scientists' perspective, like how addictive sugar is for the system. So here we have this idea which says remove fat from your diet and you'll stop getting fat, you'll stop getting heart disease and all of that sort of stuff. This idea you need to lower your cholesterol. Not actually based on good solid evidence. And this is a challenge with science. Science can be a little bit manipulated with the data representation. So we need to be very discerning about the information. And this is, you know, I talk about this in Decision Making Mastery. We can listen to some things, but we need to listen to different points of view. So that's why I reckon this movie is so great to watch. It gives you a different point of view. One of the things in there, and I've been aware of this for some time, I read a book called The Great Cholesterol Myth a number of years ago, which sort of debunked the whole idea that cholesterol is related to heart disease, that there's a direct correlation. In the book, they suggested that it was probably, there was only one demographic which saw measurable difference from taking a cholesterol-lowering drug like a statin, and that was the men over 50 that had previously had a stroke. For all other demographic categories, it was like negligible difference for them as far as, you know, reducing their likelihood of heart attack or heart disease. So we need to challenge this whole idea of lowering cholesterol. It's a huge industry. So based on a potential suspect science trying to find a link between cholesterol and heart disease, there's this huge industry, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, which I'm not a big fan of, creates this huge drug line around statins and these cholesterol-lowering drugs. The problem is, and I've read another book recently, Kelly Brogan, she's a doctor and wrote a book called A Mind of Your Own, and she was looking at, she comes from a psychology path, but, you know, deep dive in that. And she's looked at the effect of, you know, those statin drugs on our health, our mental health in particular, because the brain uses cholesterol and it needs cholesterol for brain function. So this idea of let's get rid of cholesterol, let's lower this, that's really been done without a full understanding of the downstream impacts of taking a cholesterol-lowering drug on brain function, mental function. So again, we need to be very conscious of this. And in this movie, Fat Fiction, they talk about the cholesterol side of things and the loose link between cholesterol and heart disease. And again, suggesting cholesterol's all right. So if you're eating eggs, I recommend free-range eggs. If you're eating eggs, like the cholesterol from those eggs isn't a bad thing. And even down to saturated fat, so they talk about, you know, when it comes down to fats that aren't good for you, it's the stuff that's been, can't remember the word, like where it's homogenized or something like that, but, you know, the oils, some of the vegetable oils that have been, you know, superheated, and then they actually become a little bit more toxic. So there's good oils, coconut oil, olive oil, to name a couple off the top of my head. Those are fine, but, you know, corn oils and all sorts of other oils are particularly bad. And, you know, that's a lot of the problem with fried food is, you know, not so much that it's bad to fry food, it's what the actual food is fried in. So we need to be conscious of that. So, you know, that's the key thing I wanted to take out. I want you to have a little bit more of an understanding about what might be going on with this fat thing. Certainly if you've got any, you know, in this movie they're showing people with type 2 diabetes, you know, reversing that entirely through changing their diet and going for a diet that has more fat in it, less carbohydrate. And because most of the carbohydrates are processed foods. So again, if you take processed food out of the equation, your health is going to raise up anyway. So do check that out. I'll put a link down to the YouTube, video, where it is to watch that documentary. So I strongly recommend you check that out, because again now, and you know, this time of this coronavirus and that sort of stuff, so important for us to raise our level of health. And one of the ways we can do that most effectively is through diet. It has a huge impact on the health and the health outcomes of our body, and that's, you know, without dispute, I think there's enough supporting evidence for that. So we need to tidy up our diet, and now's a perfect time. So there you go. I hope you got something out of that. Do check out this movie, Fat Fiction. Details down below, how to link there. I'll also have that link so you can, if you're interested, you can check out the audio version of Decision Making Mastery. I just want more people on the planet to make good decisions. If you'd like to work with me, I have a specific coaching session dedicated specifically to someone making decisions, transitioning, and wanting to work through that and come up with some strategy at the end. So just reach out to me via my website, karlmassey.com, and I'd love to support you through whatever transition, through whatever decisions you're making. Whatever those decisions are, I know I can help you with those. So that's all from me. Have a fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. All the very best, and take care.